Hey, welcome back to the Amaru podcast. Hey, I'm so thankful you're here. Thank you so much for your support. It's wonderful to have you here talking about obstacles, fears, insecurities, and the things that stand between where we are right now and where we know deep inside we are called to be. In today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about another common obstacle that I have realized many people struggle with. And this is something that I became more aware of during my coaching practice when I was doing personal brand coaching. And it's something I also encounter a lot in conversations I have with friends and people that I know. Now, this challenge and this obstacle that I want to talk about today is the obstacle of not being enough. Now, in the last episodes, I talked about a time in my life when I felt insecure and I struggled with feeling like a fraud. So that idea of thinking, hey, I'm not supposed to be here. They'll find out I'm not supposed to be here. And I'm a fraud and imposter syndrome. Episode 2, I talked about two reasons why people often experience imposter syndrome and what are some things they can do to deal with that. Today, I want to talk about something else. I'm not even sure if this is connected to imposter syndrome or not, but just in the world of obstacles that we face typically on our journey to creating the life of our dreams, I just come across this way too often, and I just want to say a thing or two about it. So, not feeling like we are enough. What that looks like is you find somebody that is qualified enough to be doing a job, but they always think, hey, like, I think I still need one more training. I think I still need to read another book. I think I still need to hire another coach. This is like a twin sister to perfectionism. However, it's something that is fueled by a fear that we are not enough. Let me see if I can illustrate this a bit more. So I had a really long conversation with somebody very recently who has a very, very, very valuable business. Their space is beautiful. They have a business location. It's very, very beautiful. It's in a great location. Is it prime location? Not really, but is it a stunning location? Yes, hell yeah. Close to a train line, you know, right at a storefront that people are walking by. While I was visiting this business, two people came in at one point or the other to make inquiries. While I was waiting for this business owner to arrive, people walked by, even made remarks. Basically, it's a business in a space that people can recognize and see when they walk past it. However, in conversations with this business owner, something I realized and kept hearing over and over again was that this business owner just was overwhelmed by all of the challenges. Well, you know, it's not central enough. You know, well, this place is not, you know, I don't have enough people who are interested in working here. I don't have enough. There were all of these obstacles that had to do with feeling like she was not enough, feeling like if only she had this one more thing, if only there was this constant obstacle of just not being enough that I kept hearing over and over again in the hours that we spent together. And, you know, sitting there, of course, being, you know, on the outside looking in, I could see all of the possibilities. I just, you know, I was overflowing with ideas of things she could do. And it just, for every challenge she threw at me, I could think of 10 different solutions. And it got me thinking a lot about how what she's experiencing is something that is not unique to her at all. It's something that I experience in many parts of my life. It's like this podcast, for example, the reason that it took so long to start it is I thought, well, yeah, but I'm not clear enough on what it's going to be about. Well, I'm not an expert enough to talk about anything. I don't have the gear that's good enough to record this podcast. My expertise is not enough to be able to edit this. I don't think I have enough time to add yet another project to the list of projects I have. There were all of these reasons to why I shouldn't do this and why I didn't do this that had to do with me not feeling like I was enough. And that's something I want to kind of put a hold in mirror. And yet now doing it, it's like, yeah, do I have enough time? I don't know, but I have some time. And here I am recording episode number 3. And do I have, you know, is it perfect? No, it's not. Is it well made enough? I don't think so. But here it is. Here I am doing it. And I think I'm growing so much already just by creating this and the connections I'm making. A couple of people reached out to me between the last 2 episodes who are very valuable contacts. And we had very valuable conversations as a result of this podcast. And I just, you know, like listening to that and reading some of the feedback I got, this, you know, a friend of mine reached out and talked about how my podcast encouraged her on her way to a job interview that she had to do and she was feeling insecure about, even though she's more than highly skilled and qualified for the job that she was interviewing for. And somebody else reached out to me. I mean, I got multiple messages, people resonating with how imposter syndrome, for example, had caused them a depression, or, you know, that was one other person. And there's different few stories I can tell you about just responses I've gotten so far. Was the podcast well made? Was it made well enough? I don't think so. Is it eloquent enough? I don't think so either. But I'm showing up. I'm doing the work. You know, I'm doing the work. And with each episode, hopefully it gets better. And this is something I'm fighting to break personally, is what I realize with never feeling enough and constantly trying to first be enough for the things that we want to do often leads to this paralysis that is just the same as the paralysis of thinking, oh, I don't think I'm supposed to be here. Maybe it's actually part of the same thing. But basically, there are all these things that hold us back. They keep us stuck exactly where we are. And when we have big dreams and we have desires deep in our hearts and visions for what our life should be, and we are just stuck because of this fear or these insecurities or these perfectionisms that are holding us back, often what that produces, and I'm testament to this, is it often produces unrest, restlessness, just sadness, depression, frustration, jealousy even. You know, like, I don't know if you've experienced this, but you know when you see people living out their purpose and just thriving in a way that you wish so badly you could do, and you don't have the courage or the reflection, or you aren't pushing the boundaries yourself and kind of pushing yourself far enough. I don't know about you. I felt jealous. You see someone doing exactly the thing you want to be doing, and you just feel some type of way, like, oh man, like, you know, it's hard to rejoice with other people who are thriving when you aren't pushing yourself to step past your insecurities and boundaries. And so I think it even poisons the quality of relaxation, of interactions and relationships that we have when we allow ourselves to be paralyzed and just held back by this fear of, well, I'm not enough, you know? And I think that's just a sad place to be. I think that's often a really common cause of depression as well, and just a cause of inactivity and inability to do anything and function, is when we feel like we're just not enough. And so it affects our self-esteem, it affects our drive, and sometimes it feeds into this cycle of just like, yeah, of just hiding in a corner and not doing anything because we feel like, well, yeah, but I'm not good enough, but they're better than me, but they do this better than me, and then I can't do it. And then often when we feel overwhelmed by all the obstacles, and that stands in tension with all of the desires, the dreams, the hopes, the wants that we have in our hearts, often that produces this dissatisfaction. That's just a great recipe for just a very sad and miserable life. So in today's episode, I want to challenge you. Today's episode is about challenging you to start to identify places in your life where you're being held back by feeling like you are not enough, feeling like you don't have enough money, you don't have enough influence, you don't have enough enough support, you don't have enough time, you don't have enough, wherever you feel the scarcity mindset or the scarcity, wherever you find scarcity in your life and you feel like, hey, I feel like there's too little of talent, skill, time, whatever it is, I just want to challenge you to stop and reflect on, is that actually really true? Are there still steps you could take in spite of that, in spite of the scarcity? Like, is it possible to still write a song even though you don't know how to play an instrument? If so, how can you do it? What does that look like for you? Can you try? I think sometimes we'll wait to have it all together before doing it. And that's just something that, if the last two episodes didn't tell you anything about, I don't think that's something that ever comes. I don't think we're ever good enough for anything. I don't think we're ever ready enough. I don't think we're ever, but what we can be is prepared. What we can be is a bunch of other things, but I don't think we're ever in perfect condition for anything. Or I don't think we ever believe that we are, even if maybe we are. And so I think if you're waiting to have enough money, if you're waiting to have enough time, if you're waiting to have enough skill, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to do anything. You're not going to be able to realize the dreams of your life, because I think you'll just keep waiting forever. And there's no sadder place than the place of waiting for something that's never going to come. So this is another episode that's really a lot of tough love, but I want to challenge you, like, go back, reflect. Is there a place in your life where you feel like you're not enough and yet you indeed have something? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're not enough. Maybe you don't have enough time, or maybe you don't have, but what time do you have? How much time do you have? And what can you do with the time that you have? How much money do you have? And what can you do with that money that you have? And if you don't have physical money, do you have another resource that you can cash in to do the thing that you want to do? Or is there another version of your dream that you can start to create in the meantime, as you wait and pursue and work towards being able to have more resources and being able to have more of whatever it is that you don't have enough of right now? Hey, I hope this was encouraging. I hope that this got you thinking a little bit. It's a conversation I really would love to keep having with you over on my Instagram at Amaru Kung, because that's where all the bulk of conversations happen. And I would love to hear from you. If you listen to this podcast, leave me a rating or a review here on whatever podcast listening app you're using. But then go over to my Instagram as well and send me a DM. Tell me what episode you listened to. Let me know what your thoughts were. Send me a voice message. Those are my favorite, when people send me voice notes. So send me a voice note on Instagram. It's a quicker way to communicate. Anyways, I'll be happy to message you right back. I'll send you another voice message and respond. And I would love to have this conversation with you. I'm curious what other obstacles that you experience are facing on your journey to building the life of your dreams. And if there's conversations you'd like us to have here, I would love to hear all about it over on my Instagram. You'll find a link in the description over here. And until next time, hey, just with all of my heart, Amaru Kung.